6. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Santi is in Logan Square and works at the same place as his girlfriend. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right, because she can't leave work at work.
Oh, okay.
Did you meet her at work?
We did meet each other at work.
Okay,
so you met at work, so you work together. What do you mean by she can't leave work at work?
Like, we can't have a chill night at home without her bringing up office gossip or reminding me of a big project coming up.
Oh.
So it's just kind of become the center of your relationship, and also where you guys hang out a lot, too, because I'm assuming you see her at work.
Yeah, I mean, part of the job is traveling around the Midwest, and all the time we're in the car, you know, she's just talking about work. I mean, that's what eventually led us to dating.
Okay.
And moving in together was all the time we spent traveling. And now I'm like, cool, let's just talk about dating and our lives and not work while we're doing the work.
But so you're at a point now where, like, the new exciting relationship stuff is over, and now all you guys really talk about is work when you're not at work?
All we talk about is work. No honeymoon phase anymore.
Do you have other stuff in common, though, that you know about, like, besides your job?
I mean, I started watching The Real Housewives so that we could just talk about that. But wow. I'm just like, what is happening? Like, I bring up movies and sports and just try to, like, shift conversations all the time, and she goes right back to work.
Oh, yeah. That's not fun. Was there something, you know, is it just that this has been going on and on and on, or was there a specific moment that you went like, oh, I don't even know about this relationship anymore?
Yeah, the straw that broke the camel's back was I was super hungover Saturday morning, and she just comes into our room loud and focused and determined, trying to discuss Q3 plans.
Oh, no. So your Saturday morning hangover is met in bed with Q3 planning? No.
Well, listen, Q3 planning should be done in Q1, so she's late.
Listen, don't get on her side.
And so you guys, you just work together. It's not your company, right?
No, but she acts like it is.
Wow.
She's so in like self-starter, immersed, go-getter. Like, it's like you're not going to climb the ladder by talking about work at home. Nobody knows about it except for me.
Okay, so I think the good thing in it here is she loves her job. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, she's very passionate about whatever this work is, which is, I guess, not the main point. But she loves the job so much, and now she's got somebody who works in the job with her. She could talk about it all damn day long, and he's over it. So for you, it's your job. And, like, you like that, but you can walk away and leave it there.
Right. When I clock out, I want to clock out. Yeah. I want to go live my life.
Yeah.
And I go home, and it's back to work.
And work drama and work plans and work gossip. Like,
work everything.
But I mean, I've got to ask, are you guys healthy in other ways, though? Like, are you still, you know, having fun in the bedroom?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to lie. During, you know, she brought up something this month.
Was she
related?
Did she give you a quarterly review?
Bro, I literally went from midnight to 6.
Oh, no.
I've never heard that, but that is so great.
Okay, we definitely need the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia to help Santi out. Could this be a match or is it a mistake? And you've got to fire her from your relationship.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. If you're just joining us, Santi in Logan Square works with his girlfriend, lives with his girlfriend, and she is so passionate about their work that that's all that they talk about. You know, is there any way they can move this relationship forward, because he's over it? Also, if you break up, awkward, because
you have to
work
each
together.
Other.
Should he stay in this relationship forever just so it doesn't make work weird? Who has some insight? 877-591-9696. It's Match or Mistake on B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings and Santi in Logan Square, whose girlfriend he actually works with. And she cannot stop thinking, talking, working, or anything regarding work.
And he's starting to think, like, dang, is this all we have in common?
The breaking point was, like, they're in the bedroom, and she's like, in the bedroom, sexy time.
Yeah.
And she's like talking about work stuff. And he's like, yo. My favorite thing he said was, I went from midnight to six so quick. Which, fair, I don't want to talk about work while we're, you know?
No, not at all.
So can a relationship like that where the one person is just so obsessed with work, and it's not just she's obsessed with work, she's obsessed with work and they work together. Can it be a match or is it a mistake? Dre is in Lincoln Park and you say it's a mistake. Why?
Oh, it's a big mistake because, I mean, when you finish work, you want to be with somebody who enjoys life and, you know, you have fun together. I mean, who wants to work 24 hours a day, right? And that's what it feels like for him, I think. So I think it's a mistake. But the tricky part is that if they do break up, they work together. So
that's messy.
Really awkward. It sounds like they work closely and on the same team even. So if he wants to stay with her, he may have to switch jobs.
Ooh.
Or maybe just break it up.
You know, we're over here talking match or mistake, and you're right. If they break up, this is going to be so awkward at work.
Yeah, that could be problematic. Wow, that's an interesting point. But definitely you say it's a mistake to just continue on as is, because he's going to be miserable in this situation.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of couples, they get together with someone who does something totally different from what they do. And, you know, you talk about work, but it's surface level. That's like me and my wife, like it's very high level. But you don't, like, you know, get into Q3 planning. So I just think he's got to choose between the same job or the same girl.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I like that. And I think when you do something different than the person that you're with, it can really, you can enhance each other's lives and learn a little bit about something else so that your whole life isn't focused on one thing.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm on the radio. Totally. My wife is a psychologist. Our jobs could not be any more opposite. She has very private conversations and I have very public conversations. Thank you for that, Dre. And I appreciate that perspective.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Have a great day. Amanda is in Berwyn. You say this could be a match, and you have some advice, and that is?
Yes, I think it could be a match. It seems as though they have this shared experience at work, and that is something that, you know, she feels like they can talk about, and because they have that commonality. I believe that if they were to expand, you know, their shared experiences, like maybe do a cooking class or a pottery class or, you know, take some day trips and just do different things, that they would have those common experiences then to talk about. Because it seems like that's where she's drawing her, like, that's where she's drawing her conversation from those experiences.
You know what? This actually makes a lot of rational sense. Because I do think about, sometimes you ever date somebody that you guys have no friends in common.
Mm-hmm.
So you are forced to talk about like other things, like what's your favorite type of movie and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But once you start intermingling friends and experiences, then you start
It gives you more things to talk about.
Yeah.
I think in general, she probably needs to develop some interests outside of work because it's consuming a lot of her time, energy, brain,
yes,
and all that. Yeah. So I think that's actually, that's solid advice. And I think he might need to have a conversation with her and say, like, look, this sucks. Like, I love you. I'm glad that we work together, but we can't make this the only thing that we connect on.
Like, go have a girls' night, get a hobby, and him too.
Yeah. Find some other drama in your life that we could talk about.
Yeah, definitely. Like before he thinks it's like a mistake, I think that definitely trying, you know, something else, you know, to just see if there is, like, it sparks different types of conversations for sure.
Oh, I like that. Appreciate that. Thank you so much, Amanda.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day. Again, it's Santi in Logan Square. His girlfriend, he works with her, and really the only thing she talks about is work. And he's like, just worked out.
But also, it's just that awkward conversation of, should you even date a coworker to begin with, right?
Because these are some of the messy things that can happen. 877-591-9696. Our question, can this be a match or is it a mistake? It's Moe and Carla Mornings. It's B96. It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings with Match or Mistake. Santi in Logan Square, whose girlfriend is also his coworker, and she talks about work constantly, even sometimes in the bedroom.
All the time.
Yeah.
And he's over here like, please, can we we talk about something different, but I mean, you met at work.
Yeah.
It's what you have the most in common.
And we want to know, can this be a match or is it a mistake? She just talks constantly about work and it's coworkers and it's Q3 reports. And I mean, it's a lot.
He's like, please let me clock out.
Alicia in Oaklawn, you say it's a mistake. Why?
I worked with my ex-husband. It's actually where I met my ex-husband.
Uh-oh, ex-husband. That's already a bad sign.
We're drawing from experience here.
Yes, it was. We always used to get into fights, and I worked in HR. He was a mechanic in the back, and I would leave my desk just to go yell at him, and there was, like, no space or anywhere for us to get some time apart. We went to work together. We went to home. And it's like when your relationship revolves around that, it does get kind of boring kind of fast. Because when you're outside of work, you don't want to talk about work. Like, I want to be away from you.
Right. Yeah, you need a break from that.
Did you ever consider, like, not working together? Or was that not an option for you guys?
We did end up not working together because we broke up because we worked together. Yeah. And then we got back together after we stopped working together.
Oh, and then okay. It still didn't work out?
No.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't.
Don't date your coworkers.
Don't date your coworkers is the bottom line from Alicia. Thank you so much for some real life perspective on that.
Of course.
All right, have a great day. So, Santi, look, you've heard some match, you've heard some mistake, but ultimately this is your life and your relationship. What do you think it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be a match or do you think it's going to be a mistake?
I think I'm in a mistake. It's going to be hard to continue to work there and I might need a new job, but I cannot bring work home for me. Leave work at work. I don't get paid overtime. If I did, it might be nice to keep talking about work. But man, I need to separate work from my personal life.
Yeah, it's important to have those boundaries. I used to get real immersed in work in that same way. It would be all I would talk about and think about. And the last few years, I've been able to, like,
separate that.
Yeah. And now I have a whole life outside of work. And I think that you need that too. Like, it's just going to become exhausting and it comes to a point where you just get sick thinking about work and you don't want that.
No.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. You know what? Cut your losses now. If you guys do have to continue to travel together, I would probably start looking at a new job because this does not sound like it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. But you know what else is not fun? Talking about Q3 hungover.
Yeah.
So
on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. So I think you're making the right choice. Just go about it gently.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tread very lightly.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be the next office gossip rumor.
That's true.
Right? You will be. And then she'll talk about it when work ends.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Woke up looking for the